The Ethics Election and Open Government Subcommittee meeting will now come to an order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Fabricio.
Here.
Vice Chair Barnaby.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Arrington.
Here.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chaney.
Here.
Gant.
Here.
Griffiths.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Holcomb.
Here.
Killebrew. Coster. Porras.
Here.
Rizzo. Robinson.
Here.
Tremont. A quorum, Ms. President.
All right, very good. Thank you. Please make sure cell phones and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in silent mode. If members of the public wish to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give it to our staff. All right, we're going to get going. We have a full agenda today, so we're going to move along. We're going to start with CS for HB 715, Public Records, Problem-Solving Court Participant Records by Representative Maney. Representative Maney, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for putting the bill on the agenda. Vice Chairman Barnaby, career ranking member Arrington, members of the committee, this is a simple bill. It deals with the history of problem-solving courts. They started initially first with drug courts, and in 2014, the legislature created an exemption on public records for the participants of drug courts. We now have veterans courts and mental health courts, and they do not have a public records exemption. The bill seeks to remedy that so they all have the same public records exemptions. It's needed because participants and potential participants have things that they're dealing with in their past that, if publicly disclosed, would be perhaps harmful and certainly could dissuade other people who need the benefits of those courts from taking part. The Problem-Solving Courts Committee of the Florida Supreme Court has endorsed this bill, and I ask your favorable support after I answer any questions you have. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Maney. Members, we're in questions. We're in questions, members. Any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Public testimony. We have two comment cards. First comment card is from Mr. Bernstein, representing state court system, and he's waving in support. The second comment card is from Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waving in support. Members, we're in debate. Any debate, members? Any debate on this good bill? No debate. Representative Maney, you are recognized to close on the bill.
With my thanks, I close.
Thank you for your close. Tamara, please call the roll on CS for HB 715.
Representatives Arrington.
Yes.
Barnaby.
Yes.
Beltran.
Yes.
Bracy Davis.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes.
Gant.
Yes.
Griffiths.
Yes.
Harris.
Yes.
Holcomb.
Yes.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Coster.
Yes.
Porras.
Yes.
Rizzo.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Tremont.
Yes.
Chair Fabricio.
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Show CS for HB 715 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee.
Okay, now we're going to go back to HB for 719. I'm sorry, HB 2019 Artificial Intelligence Used in Political Advertising by Representative Rizzo. Representative Rizzo, you are welcome. You're recognized to explain the bill from your desk.
Thank you, Chair. If I may I present from the podium?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Leave the coffee. Take the cannoli.
Leave the gun.
We should have intermission music.
Campbell was way off the bag. We crushed him.
And we're back.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and members. Thank you very much. HB 919 is a bill that would require a disclaimer on any political advertising that uses artificial intelligence during its creation. And very simply, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, we are in questions. Questions, members. Representative Gant, questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is it only applicable to images created, or, you know, if you throw something in ChatGPT to make something a little nicer, or on Canva they have an AI feature where it can make it more formal, make it more fun? Is that considered AI?
Representative?
Thank you, Chair. Currently, Representative, the way that our bill is written, it would be for visual images and a visual that also uses an auditory image as well.
What image?
Members, we're in questions. Any other questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative. I just had one question. If an independent contractor develops imagery for a campaign and does not disclose the use of AI in their creation to the end client, who would be liable?
Representative Rizzo, recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, we are starting to kind of work through that. Senator DeSigley, who is the sponsor of the bill in the Senate, has worked very diligently on this, and it made it through its first committee, and there's a lot of questions that we're thinking about. And so we don't know yet. But that's part of what we want to do with this process is allow for every member to have some input. Now, yesterday, we did speak a little bit that there was going to be an amendment, and things have changed. And what I'd like to do is I just want to let everyone know that since all of us are part of a political entity, if you will, and all of us can campaign and do campaign at times, all of us are susceptible to any sort of image used with artificial intelligence that may be used for nefarious or negative reasons. And so what I think and what I know that Senator DeSigley believes is that this is something that we want everyone in this process to be a part of and everyone to feel that they have a sounding or a platform with which to be heard and certainly to be part of whatever final product this bill will look like.
Thank you.
Representative Caruso, and questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative, not to debate, but good bill. But my question is, why don't we just get not allow AI, corrupted information to be put in campaign materials?
Representative Rizzo, you're recognized for a response.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, I think the thing is that we're starting to really understand and come to terms with as a body is that artificial intelligence is here, and it's going to be part of our lives, and we better get ahead of this. That's certainly what I think, and I think most of us, as we in the conversations that we've had, we need to get ahead of what is coming. And so artificial intelligence is going to be part of probably everything in our daily lives within the next few years. And so I think it would be far more difficult, perhaps, to kind of figure out if something is being used. If we said there's nothing that is allowed to be used, I think that would be probably more difficult than if we said, let's go ahead and put a disclaimer. Then the other thing that I would say that we want to talk about with that is there some sort of, I would say, a challenge or something? Are we precluding anyone from their First Amendment rights if artificial intelligence is being used to create things that we talk about, papers, things like that? Are we going to inhibit that right by saying you can't use artificial intelligence only here in this very small part of our society? So I think that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know if, you know, again, if you would have anything that you want to add to the conversation. But like I said, Senator Sigley and I are certainly open to suggestions.
Members, we're in questions. Any more questions? Representative Gant, in questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Harris's question intrigued me in the sense, so we know that we have different people that work on our campaigns and we have, you know, campaign staff. Would campaign staff be agents of the candidate? And if they use AI and the candidate didn't know how, like, that's a question that I would like to get worked out to see who the liability will fall on. So I know your answer to hers is that we don't know yet, but if you could give some insight to that. Maybe I should have saved that for a debate, but.
Representative Rizzo, you're recognized for a response if you know.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, I would say that you could delegate responsibility or authority. You can't delegate responsibility. So anyone that works for any campaign, ultimately the person that whose name is on that campaign is responsible for the content coming out of there. Now, as we know, there are campaigns that have a lot of people, a lot of different vendors, all sorts of things coming out. And so I guess that's something that we could work on again. You know, I am not an attorney. I know you are, and I know that these spark questions. And I'm sure that, you know, that's what we want to get to. We want to get to where we are very comfortable with the product. If it does pass this committee and it keeps moving, where will it be? What are those guide rails that we will set as a body for future campaigns, for future legislators or legislatures to consider?
Okay, very good. There are no amendments. Public testimony? Okay. First, we have last name Frazier Steffens wishing to speak, representing the community. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Sharon Frazier Stevens, and I live in Miami-Dade County.
All right, very good. You're recognized.
Thank you for allowing me to speak to the illustrious representatives, and I see a couple of them from my community. I'm concerned. I support all the good information. By me side, coming from New York in 1997, moving to take care of my sick mother, and was working on several elections. I seen a lot of disparities, and I saw a lot of irregularities. We have to do a better job in Dade. I don't know about Broward, but we have to do a better job with these elections, these campaigns and everything. Some of these literature for the incumbents, I respect the incumbents, but some of the people, like Mr. Brown, who's running for County Commission District 3, we was kicked out of a veterans meeting. We weren't passing no literature out.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you respectfully to keep it to the subject of the bill, which is artificial intelligence.
Okay, artificial intelligence is when people infiltrate something that they're not. They infiltrate, and that's what's happening a lot. Thank you, Representative Rizzo from Hialeah, for bringing this bill forward. And I appreciate you, sir. And I appreciate you allowing me to speak. God bless you all.
Ma'am, you're in support of the bill?
Information.
Thank you. Next, we have Marion Brown, representing the community, who wishes to speak.
Good evening, Chair. Good evening to everyone.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence. And I respect Mr. Russo for all the work that he has done and all the work that he's doing, and I am in support of his bill. One suggestion that when you're dealing with artificial intelligence and you're dealing with committees, and when you committees dealing with peoples and they're dealing with neighborhoods, when you're dealing with that, you have other officials that actually is using this for their own propaganda. They're using it to target, to represent themselves and not the community. So when you're doing that, you're taking away from your job and you're actually getting the focus not on the people anymore. The focus is actually targeted on you. So when you're using intelligence, it should be used for the public, not for that particular person in perspective. But what they're doing is they're taking that and they're using it for their own gain. So what we have to do is do away with politicians using artificial intelligence for their very own gain. And that's a lot of things that's actually going on in Dade County. So with that, I appreciate you letting me speak. And again, I support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Any other public testimony? Seeing none. Members, we are in debate. We are in debate, members. Any member wishing to debate? Representative Gant, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. Rep. Rizzo, I would like to work with you to get the language necessary to make sure that we know who will be the liable party. Rep. Harris's question, we know there's a lot of freelancers that, you know, create digital content, and if AI is used, according to the bill, it has the word or. So just understanding how, if it's, you know, just text or image or however that combination goes, who would be the liable party, so that we can make sure that freelancers who are usually, you know, solo entrepreneurs aren't liable if someone says, well, we didn't know. They have measures in place to ensure that they have a checklist, like sign here, you know, acknowledging that this is AI so that it won't be on them. So that would be my concern about that. And I would like to work with you on it. I'm going to be down today so we can work on it. And that doesn't mean I won't be down, I mean, up later. I can't in good conscience have that huge loophole open and vote up on it today, okay?
Representative Robin F. in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm not even going to be long. I totally agree with Representative Gant at this time. And so we're going to get it right, and then you'll have my yes vote. But for right now, it'll be no. Thank you.
Representative Caruso in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative, I appreciate this good bill and primarily your concern for First Amendment rights. And also the concern that our political content can be manipulated in such a way that it creates such nefarious situations that just don't present the prop, you know, what is something that is realistic or true and compromises politicians from all sides. So we know how dirty it can get. So I appreciate you bringing the bill. And look forward to seeing it go through the process. I didn't get to ask it, but if we could work on how large of font and all that, that I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other members in debate? Seeing none, Representative Rizzo, you're recognized to close on this good bill.
Thank you, Chair. Members, thank you very much for all of your thought processes, all of your comments, and all of your concerns. Everything that you asked, everything that was mentioned, are things that have been brought up concerning this bill. And so we truly are, you know, to take a line or a title from Aldous Huxley, we are in a brave new world. And so we need to, again, consider, be extremely deliberate in that consideration what these guardrails are going to look like. Where will it take us? Let's see. I truly welcome everyone's opinion when it comes to crafting this bill and really just fine-tuning it to see what kind of a final product we're going to have. The, you know, as was mentioned, politics at times is a very, very dirty game. And we, many of us, not all of us, hopefully, but many of us, have been the beneficiaries or the targets of negative campaigns, and opinion is thrown out, and we must kind of educate people on what is fact, what is opinion. However, now with the emergence of artificial intelligence, we can actually have someone that looks an image that looks and sounds exactly like any one of us say anything. And so we need to find out what size will the font be. We don't want a font that is so obscure that you've got to, you know, just stop the image, blow it up, look at it, and see what it is. We've also considered, now I'm a proponent of it, of also having the verbal disclaimer as well, just like in a paid political advertisement, so that you hear it as well. Who will be liable? That's a big question, as we talked about yesterday, Representative, when we were on the floor. So again, I welcome all of this. I would hope that we would have everyone's vote up on this. I do understand your concerns. However, we've all worked together on several bills, and you know that I am someone that does like to work with everyone and have every consideration put into the best possible position that we possibly could have on a bill. So with that, I would ask for everyone's favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rizzo. Tamara, please call the roll on HB 919.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Racy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant?
No.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Koster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
No.
Tremont?
Yes.
15 yeas, 2 nays.
Show HB 919 reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Rizzo.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Moving on, we are now coming to HB 319, Public Records, Military Personnel, and Their Families by Representatives Holcomb and Rudman. Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Vice Chair Barnaby, Ranking Member Arrington. House Bill 319 is about protecting the families of our brave members of the military. This bill exempts from the public records military members, their spouses, and their dependents who are part of special forces or have a security clearance. We have 21 bases in Florida. Many of these bases perform classified operations. We also have Central Command, SOCOM, and SOUTHCOM, all based here in Florida. All of these members are either part of special operations or have security clearance. Many Florida-based military units deploy overseas, and their families are left unprotected. So this bill simply is asking for the same protections that we provide our first responders who already have this capability, and that is the bill. Oh, go Navy.
Okay, very good. Members, we are in questions. We are in questions, members. Seeing none, there are no amendments. Public testimony. Do we have any comment cards? No comment cards, no public testimony. Members, we are in debate. Any debate, members? Seeing no debate, Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to close on this good bill.
A wave close, Chair.
Thank you very much. Tamara, please call the roll on HB 319.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Racy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Koster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Show HB 319 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we have CS for HB 285, public records by Representative Hunchowski and Daniels. Representative Hunchowski, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair Fabricio, Vice Chair Barnaby, Ranking Member Arrington, and members of the committee for allowing me to present House Bill 285, Public Records Recording Notification Service to you. This bill creates a public records exemption for personal information submitted to a clerk or property appraiser for the recording notification service. This information includes emails, telephone numbers, personal and business names, and parcel identification numbers. Many of you might be aware of these owner alert systems that we have so that when there's a recording done on your property or something that you're aware of it and you get a text notification. We want to encourage people to sign up for that because it helps combat fraud. But we also want to make sure that they know that their personal information is protected when they sign up for these alerts so that they will be more likely to sign up and we can keep an eye on the fraud in the state of Florida. And that is the bill.
Members, we're going to go into questions, but I want to alert you that there is an amendment. So we're going to do questions on the bill as presented. Any questions, members? Seeing none, there is one amendment. Amendment barcode number 766177. Representative Hunchowski, please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. And this amendment corrects a drafting error so that the public necessity statement matches the language of the exemption itself.
Members, we're on questions on the amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any public testimony on the amendment? No public testimony. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Representative Hunchowski, you are welcome to close on the amendment.
Waive close, Chair.
Thank you. Members, if you favor adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay. Opposed by no. The yeas take it. By your vote, the amendment is adopted. Public testimony on the bill as amended. We have one comment card. Morgan Parrish, representing Florida Court Clerks and Comptrollers, waves in support. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, now we are on debate. Members, debate on this bill. Seeing none, Representative Hunchowski, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close, Chair.
Thank you. Tamara, please call roll on CS for HB 285.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant? Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Hoster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Yes. Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio.
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Show CS for HB 285 reported favorably as a committee substitute. Congratulations. Okay, members, next we will hear three proposed committee bills that are a result of the Open Government Sunset Review Act. First, we will look at PCB EEG 2406. OGSR, Department of the Lottery. Representative Porras, you are recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Vice Chair and Ranking Member. Members, the bill saves from repeal public record exemptions relating to the Department of the Lottery that protects certain information about lottery games, personal identifying information of retailers and vendors for the purposes of background investigations, certain financial information of vendors, and information relating to the cybersecurity of the department. The bill extends the repeal date for the cybersecurity exemption to October 2nd, 2027 to coincide with the future OGSR repeal date of the general cybersecurity exemption so that they're both reviewed together. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Porras. Members, we are in questions. Any questions on this bill? No questions. There are no amendments. Public testimony, any comment cards? Seeing none, we are in debate. Any debate, members? No debate. Representative Porras, you are recognized to wave close on the PCB.
I'll wave close, Mr. Chair.
Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2406.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant? Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Show the PCB EEG 2406 reported favorably. Next, moving on to PCB EEG 2407, OGSR, utility owned or operated by a unit of local government. Representative Porras, you're again recognized from your desk to explain the PCB.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Members, the bill saves from repeal the public record exemption related to customer meter-derived data and billing information held by local government utilities. The bill also extends the repeal date for certain public record exemptions related to the local government utility IT security and corresponding public meeting exemptions to October 2nd, 2027 to coincide with future OGSR repeal date of the general cybersecurity exemption so that they're both reviewed together. And that's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you so much. Members, we are in questions. Any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Public testimony. Any public comment cards? Seeing none. Debate. Any debate? No debate. Representative Porras, you're again recognized to wave close on this PCB.
Wave close again, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 24-07.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant? Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Please show the PCB EEG 24-07 reported favorably. And last but not least, PCB EEG 2408, OGSR Agency Personnel Information. Ranking Member Arrington, you are recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and may I present from my desk, please?
Absolutely, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the opportunity today to present this bill. This bill will save from repeal the public record exemptions that protect specified information of certain agency personnel and their spouses and children. Individuals to which the exemptions apply include personnel whose job placed themselves or their families in harm's way, such as law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, prosecutors, public defenders, and agency investigators. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Arrington. Ranking Member Arrington. Members, we are in questions. Any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Any public testimony? No comment cards. Members, we are in debate. Any debate on this bill? No debate. Ranking Member Arrington, you are recognized to close on the PCB.
I'll wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 24-08.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant? Griffith?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Please show the PCB EEG 2408 reported favorably. Congratulations. Thank you very much. All right. That concludes our members. That concludes our committee agenda. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Porras moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.